our friends. So it is the spooky season. The monsters are out. And so today we will tell you a monster story. Let's do some monster stories. What do you say?
But first, big giant monster fact.
Okay.
They don't eat broccoli.
They don't. What do they eat? Let's find out.
Humans, I guess.
Oh, what will they eat? Will they eat you? Let's do that one too. Oh, you know what? Right now. Let's find out what monsters eat. Today's story is called Monsters Don't Eat Broccoli. It is by Barbara Jean Hicks, illustrated by Sue Hendra, and it is read today by Mommy. And what's your name? Why do we call you?
Mr. Creeper.
Yeah, that's what they sound like. They hiss. Yeah. Well, my friends. Let's find if we can use our imaginations with this story, shall we? Okay. The waitress in this restaurant just doesn't have a clue. Monsters don't eat broccoli. How could she think we do? And in the picture, it's a beautiful looking restaurant, and the waitress is walking right up to the table full of monsters. And she has two big, gigantic plates of broccoli. But the monsters are going, bleh. They're making all kinds of not happy faces. We'd rather snack on tractors. And in the picture, they're eating tractors. And it also says, enjoy steamrollers. So I guess they eat various types of construction trucks. I guess. I don't know. Or a rocket ship or two. And there they are, climbing on their buildings, reaching up and grabbing hold of the flying saucers and just chomp, chomp, chomping. Because, of course, monsters eat alien spacecraft. Everyone knows that. Or Tinder trailer tidbits. Ah, yes. There's the trailer park where all of the mobile homes are sitting. And the trailers are being chomped on by the various monsters. That seems right. Or a wheely steely stew. And in this picture, there's a giant cauldron, a big pot, right? And it's stuffed full of wheels, and they are just mixing it all up, stirring it all up, and then probably going to eat it, right? Do you want to read this one? Thum, fo, fi, fee.
They said it wrong.
Yeah, they said it backwards, huh? Monsters don't eat broccoli. Oh, it rhymes. Do you hear that? Let's try it again. Thum, fo, fi, fee. Monsters don't eat broccoli. Monsters don't eat broccoli or artichokes or greens. We can't abide alfalfa spouts or slimy lima beans. I actually like lima beans. And my favorite vegetable is a spinach leaf. Yes, please. But redwoods are delectable. Do you know what redwoods are? Yeah, they're gigantic trees, right? Sequoias and redwoods. And boulders! What a treat! Boulders, of course, are big rocks, which are impossible to eat for humans, right? But these gigantic monsters don't have a problem eating rocks, I guess.
I bet rocks, boulders are like mint.
Like mint? Fresh in their breath?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cement has to be milk.
Yeah, it's possible. But you know what occurred to me just now? As I'm looking at the pictures. So they're eating the redwoods, right? And what are redwoods but giant trees? And what is broccoli but tinier little trees? I wonder. Let's see if they can give it a try. Let's keep going. And a mountain so refreshing in this dreadful summer heat. Thum, fo, thigh, fee. Monsters don't eat broccoli!
But they do eat ice cream trucks. It looks like. You see? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
We're crazy for construction.
And they're eating the cranes and the buildings and the cars and even a stop sign like the lollipop.
And we crave our fish and chips.
Now, you've heard of fish and chips, right? Yeah. And chips, of course, are potatoes that have been nicely fried into nice little bits of, like, French fries. But here they're eating ships, as in the boats that are picking up the fish. Fish and chips? Oh, my goodness.
But monsters don't eat broccoli. It will not pass our lips. You cannot force us monsters to eat vegetables we hate. Let humans have the garden. We will eat the garden gate.
Ooh, can you imagine eating the garden gate? They're usually made out of like wood, right? Or metal. I wouldn't want to eat that.
Fum, foe, fi, fee, monsters don't eat broccoli. Monsters love a picnic on a blanket in the park with a clump of giant maples and their yummy, gummy bark.
Okay, well, now look, in the picture, we can see them eating the maple trees, which are, in this particular picture, kind of, what do they look like to me? What do they look like to you? Broccoli. They look like broccoli. This looks like broccoli. Come on, you guys, give it a try. You might like it.
Fum, fo, fi, fee, you're chowing down on broccoli.
I knew the whole time.
You knew the whole time that they were going to want broccoli? Oh, goodness.
Say what? This isn't broccoli. It's crunchy, munchy trees. And wow, are they delicious.
Oh, my goodness. It turns out those monsters are actually kids, yeah, normal kids playing. And they are eating the broccoli. Some people like their, okay, you know how I like broccoli is lightly steamed, with a little salt and pepper on it. Seasoned well. Some people like to dip their raw broccoli in ranch dressing.
What do you think? Let's go back to the last page.
Page before, where we can see the monsters. Yeah, the monsters are dressed in specific colors.
So,
and when you turn the page, the kids are also wearing the exact same colors.
There's a boat that is in orange.
Mm-hmm.
And the wheels are tomatoes. The trees are broccoli, of course.
Mm-hmm. So they're basically the monsters.
The trees are planks of wood.
Uh-huh.
The rocket ships are cheese.
Yeah.
The boulders are mashed potatoes.
Yeah, in the picture, we can see each one of the plates of food in front of the giant, scary-looking monsters is an actual food represented in on the table with the children, when the children are not monsters, but are, in fact, children. It's pretty funny. You guys, nothing wrong at all with broccoli. Let's see.
And they had a drink,
mm-hmm.
but on the monster stage, it's oil.
Mm-hmm.
Another helping, please,
say the kids, who have decided that it turns out broccoli isn't so bad after all, and that they will, in fact, eat it, but they are not monsters, they are children. Right, so it's a little bit different. We have to do some more scientific research onto the dietary habits of actual monsters. More on that later, right? This is the end.